Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of Israel, all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you, of the tribe of Reuben, Eliezer, the son of Shedeur, of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab, of Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, of the children of Joseph, Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzer, of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai, of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Akron, of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Anan. These were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names of by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them, according to the number of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. of the children of Manasseh by their generations after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of the tribe of the children of Benjamin by their generations after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 600,350. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. I'm tempted to ask the question, did any of you find that a little bit tedious? It's interesting, isn't it? In our 20 and 21st century mindset, we're apt to say, can't we just abbreviate all of that repetition? Let us remember that every word of God is good, that it is all there for a reason. This is a legal document. This is set before the children of Israel for all who would be in the army who would go forth. They have been a year now in the wilderness. They have raised up a tabernacle. They have placed it into service, or they are at the cusp of placing it into the service here. We retreat a little bit back in the history here when we begin the book of Numbers. There is a great purpose in treating each one of the tribes except one exactly the same, so that we might understand that all those years in Egypt were not wasted years. The Lord was building him an army. He was building himself an army to go into the land of promise and to plant his church. And every one of the tribes, although some contributed more men to the cause than others, every one of the tribes had a part to play they were considered as numbers, and they were considered as tribes. They were considered numerically as some giving more numbers than others, and they were considered as equals according to their tribes. Each one of the tribes had representation in their head, in their general, who traveled with Moses and conferred with him. And each one of them had a certain number of men from 20 years old and upward that they contributed to the conquest of Canaan. In Deuteronomy, I believe it's chapter 24. Let me check my notes to make sure. Well, I don't find that reference popping off of the page at me here. I believe it's Deuteronomy chapter 24. Yeah, verse 5. The Lord tells a young man, when he has married a wife, that he will not go to war for a year, that he will stay home and cheer his wife, is how the King James quaintly puts it, that he will comfort her, that he will be a husband to her, that he will not be drawn away in that first year. Ladies are saying, you go, God. Great work, right? Well, the Lord knows what He's doing. And so when the Lord drew His people out of Egypt, He communed with them for a year, and then He set up their army. Israel, we ought to understand here, is seen as God's wife, God's bride, as He communes with her for a year before He would equip her for war. But the equipping time is come. And so that year has expired. And the children of Israel now are mustered as an army. Quite an army. What is it? 600 and... I need my glasses to see it. 603,550 armed for war. 603,550. How many of you have used Numbers chapter 1 as a math lesson for your children? Oh, I hope you have. It's just a wonderful opportunity, isn't it, to set up a nice column of thousands numbers to add up and to carry over. It's just a wonderful opportunity to show that numbers, they're not independent concepts. They belong to God as well, don't they? Yes, they do. So, the author of the book is Moses. The writing is a year after, the date of writing is a year after they've come out of Egypt, so 1450, 1448, 1449. I mean, it's hard to know exact dates, but somewhere in that neighborhood, BC. There's a change in this fourth book of Moses in that we now have a history that pertains to the wandering of the children of Israel. We have, of course, this slow-motion train wreck that we watch unfold when they refuse to enter into the land at Kadesh Barnea. So we have then the faithfulness of the Lord in providing for them everything that they need, their faithlessness and failure, and then what the rest of that looks like throughout their wilderness wandering. That's the story of the book of Numbers. It is not a happy story, but it is a true story. And so the Lord communes with His people for a year. He musters them according to their armies that they may ready themselves. Do you think the Lord knew that there were 603,550 men armed for war? I think He knew. I don't think the numbers were for Him. I think the numbers were for them. When the Lord would condescend to His people and say to Moses and Aaron, number the people, whereas He forbids that later on in Israel's history. At this beginning of their history, when they become that church militant, that militant nation that is to go and to expunge the land of Canaan of those seven nations that are wicked, the Lord would encourage them then by telling them, you thought you were the worse for the wear because of your sojourn in Egypt. But look at what I have done for you. You went down there with 70 principal men, and you have come out with 603,550 fighting men, plus old men, plus women, plus children. My dear people, the Lord says, look at what I have done for you. I have turned you into a mighty, mighty nation. So then, the only thing left to talk about is the Levites. The Levites were not numbered with the rest of the children of Israel. Moses was specifically instructed not to number them. Now that doesn't mean that they were not involved in the army. They most certainly were. As a matter of fact, they were normally leading the army. They were out front with the Ark of the Covenant. Don't think also that the Levites were not men of war. They most certainly were. As a matter of fact, very often, wherever the tabernacle was, weaponry was stored, as we look at the rest of the history of Israel. Also, remember that in Exodus chapter 32, at the base of Sinai, when the children rose up to eat and to drink and to play and committed idolatry, that it was the Levites who rose up with their sword and slew every man his brother and every man his neighbor, such that thousands in Israel fell for their idolatry that day at the hands of sword-wielding Levites. So let's not think that the Levites, because they were ministers, that they were soft-handed. They were not. They were men of war as well, but they had a greater warfare to conduct. They taught the children of Israel the Word of God. They led the army by bearing the tabernacle and all of its furniture, and by taking it down and setting it up. They had they were the leaders in the spiritual warfare that was to be conducted by the nation. And so the Lord separated them out. He separated them out unto Himself. And we'll see that He continues to do that throughout the history of Israel, as they have no district of land that belongs to them as a tribe. What they have, rather, is Levitical cities in every tribe. The Lord spreads them out because they are indeed prosecuting that spiritual warfare. And I think it's in perfect context to put it that way, because this is indeed the chapter of the mustering of the armies of God. And so the Levites were also mustered, but they were mustered for the service unto the Lord to prosecute that spiritual battle that accompanies the people of God in all ages. So thus ends the reading of Numbers chapter 1.